All right, Darren, so I'm just sitting here looking at this budget approved for over or $53 million, closer to $54 million. What are some of the highlights of this budget that has the board excited, or the division,
Well,
I should say?
I think the big thing for us is this is a brand new funding formula that the government announced this year. So though the government did not put more money into education, so they never funded for population growth, and they never funded no additional funding for population growth and no additional funding for cost of living. They did hold fast with spent the same amount of money on education that they have in the past. That being said, they did a whole new funding framework, so they redistributed it a little differently amongst the boards. And I think for the most part, small rural boards like ours done all right on that. So some of the highlights that we're happy about is we were able to, pretty much preserve the staffing levels in the schools. We were able to keep, we've had a strong focus on numeracy and literacy, as well as, strong focus on mental health and wellness. And we were able to keep our coordinators in there as well. We were able to keep our First Nations, Métis, and Inuit coordinator in place. So I think that's, we just had a presentation from her at our last board meeting, and the things that Peace River School Division is doing with respect to Indigenous learning is, I think very, very good. We're well above the provincial average in a lot of our measures on our accountability pillar when it comes to Indigenous learning.
That's awesome. And also, I guess one another question I had for you is that you did kind of mention the funding challenges and said you were basically able to keep virtually all your staff. In the end, did you have to reduce the were there any decisions made that basically had to reduce any staff?
Pretty much all we've done, like we've had, we've tasked our central admin team with finding all the efficiencies they can for the past several months, and I think generally through attrition and a little bit of reorganizing within central office and stuff, they've managed to do fairly well. As far as the staffing that would be out in the schools, we've managed to hold that. We haven't had any cuts to that staffing, so we're pretty happy to be able to keep that. We're able to keep as it stands right now, we're going to be able to keep our youth support workers that are in the schools, as well as our couple social workers that we have on staff, so to really help out with the students' mental health and well-being, and of course, when they're healthy and happy, everybody learns better, right?
Amen. Amen to that. That's very true. And also, I guess another question I have on that, and is that Darren, I remember when we did our sit-down video at the end of last year, the beginning of this year, one of the things we talked about is the challenge with skyrocketing insurance rates. Has that been addressed at any point down the road in terms of what school divisions can do about this, or is this still kind of an issue that's still out there?
Well, it's still an issue out there. We did, however, we were very fortunate. There were a few boards within the province that had, had even a worse experience than us with the cost of insurance. So they had tasked their administrations with going out and finding something different. And in doing so, they were allowing other boards to partner with them, and although we don't have the final numbers in, it looks like we're going to be able to, because of their efforts, come to a substantial savings on our insurance next year. We're hoping to be back to the pre-2019 kind of pricing. So rather than another increase on top of last year's horrendous increase, we're kind of looking at maybe being able to control the costs of that. And it's mostly been due to a lot of effort put forth by about nine, I think it was approximately nine boards and their secretary treasurers in the province, along with the other secretary treasurers from several other boards in the province who've been in on meetings and stuff. Looks like we're going to be able to move forward with a substantial savings in insurance over what was projected. So that was really good news, because we hadn't budgeted for a huge increase, we were already sitting at budgeting for about a $300,000 deficit that we were going to cover out of reserves to hold our staffing in our schools, mainly hold fast, and so we weren't, we weren't looking at any substantial insurance cost increases. So if we can come up with some savings in insurance, it's going to be looking very close to a balanced budget, up to a $300,000 deficit.
Okay, yeah, no, I see that about the ministerial approval to withdraw $300,000 from reserves. And I guess another thing that we've seen is that with a pandemic hitting us like it has, can you talk about how important flexibility now becomes in delivering education? Because obviously over the last several months, our world sure has changed in how we go about our day-to-day lives, including how we learn.
It certainly has. For the most part, I think I would say that our home learning program has been quite successful. Currently, the province is looking at three different scenarios for fall. Right from being back to school, fully back to school, to a modified school year of sorts, or more of what we're currently doing. So we should find out in August what the government is going to do for a reentry program or relaunch program. So we're kind of waiting to hear on that. In the meantime, we have Fisher River School Division, our superintendent has put out our own survey to parents to get some feedback from them on what they would like to see for a reentry plan as well. So we're gathering as much information as possible. But I think for the most part, as successful as we could be, we're pretty happy with it. I think one positive that has come from this is that there's probably been some innovation out there in the way we deliver education, and even if things were to return normal schooling, like if we were allowed to reopen our schools, I still think you're going to see some positive benefits that come from the way we ran the last part of this year.
Awesome. Those are all the questions I have, Darren. Anything else you'd like to add that I may have forgotten?
No, that's just ask parents to keep an eye out for the survey as it comes out, and the more responses we get, the better prepared we can be